Time for our Monday morning conversation. Apologize for the messiness of this thing, but we're going to get her in here right now. I got a bunch of guys from the VFW here this morning, Paul and Brandon, Russ and Bill. We're going to be talking about things that the VFW will be participating in where it pertains to fall rides. So first part of our conversation, Paul and Brandon are here with the VFW riders. Good morning, guys.
Morning. Morning.
I think a lot of people have probably seen so far here the picture of the bike that's going to be raffled off for a fall ride on behalf of the VFW. So Paul and Brandon, we're going to get right into this thing. First of all, we can talk a little bit about the VFW, first of all, but Veterans of Foreign Wars, what is it and what does it take to be a member of the VFW?
So VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, you have to have served in a conflict overseas. So Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Korea, World War II, you know, have a just overseas conflict, because there's other ones that aren't generally known.
Okay.
You know, so if you're in an overseas conflict, you would be eligible with honorable discharge. And then, mainly our mission is we foster camaraderie.
Sure.
Within you know, our veteran community.
When you're in service, and you're used to the structure and the teamwork and all that, and the VFW brings all that back once you don't have it when you're out of the service.
When you get out of the right, yeah. Yep. So we try to bring some of that back. And really we at more the national level, they're going to DC trying to get benefits that are earned,
that you deserve.
Right. Yep. That are earned, that are deserved through our service. And
the VFW should not need a lobby. It shouldn't be. You shouldn't need a lobby. This should be automatic. You shouldn't have anybody. It shouldn't be the need to have somebody begging to get you benefits that you've earned.
Yep. But also the benefits that are there, we try to help make sure that they're going to be kept, you know.
See, I'm learning some things here. Is there a special card that you get when you get your discharge to say that this is where you serve? So that's what you present at the VFW if you want to join.
Yeah, so that'd be your DD-214.
That's it.
It'll go through your service. It'll go through any awards you got, where you served. So like mine would say Iraq.
Okay.
And if you were honorably discharged or not, that information will be on there. So if you just give us your 214 with all that information on there, and that'll show if you're eligible or not.
Understood. So that's what the VFW is. But what about the VFW riders? Let's talk a little bit about that. Brandon, you got that one, or Paul's got this one?
Paul okay, got Paul. That one.
Got it. Tell us about the riders organization.
Sure. The VFW Riders is a motorcycle group, not an MC, but a group made up of the VFW and our auxiliary members, along with a supporter group, which means if people want to help out and they're not members of the VFW, they can certainly help us do administrative things. They can go on rides with us. They can do a lot of stuff with us. Currently, we are a committee of the VFW. So in order to be a member of the VFW Riders, you have to be a member of the VFW or its auxiliary.
Understood.
However, we are going through a transition that is going to be happening very soon at our national convention next month to become a national organization, which is going to bring about a lot of changes within our group. We're going to go from a committee of the VFW to an auxiliary of the VFW, which is going to ensure a long time standing where we can be a active member of the VFW and still serve our veteran communities.
What is that going to mean when it comes to you guys in the organization? Does it mean anything individual? Or just another way of looking at things? Another distinguished title? I'm trying to clarify. What is that actually going to be a benefit for you guys?
Currently, with our program, we have VFW posts that have a riding group.
Okay.
And if they're not large enough to have a post riding group, we have district riding groups. Currently, I'm the president of the state of Wisconsin for the riders.
Okay.
What this change is going to bring chapters. What we have now will go away, and eventually it will phase into individual chapters that we will be affiliated with posts, but we'll be able to reach a lot more veterans. So okay. It's going to be a reorganization, more structure, and a lot of the things that are with our new bylaws coming down. We're meeting in Reno, Nevada next month for our VFW National Convention. We're going to get to vote. So the VFW writers will have a lot of say-so in what's going to be in our new bylaws and how we're going to interact. And it will give the states, individual states, that autonomy to create their state bylaws to be most effective.
Got it. Now I'm starting to get that. So, Paul, you're a little bit older than Brandon. I think I'm pretty safe in saying that. It's good to see. The reason I say that is because I just had a talk with a guy from the American Legion in Merrill, and he's saying that, and I think I'm seeing the same thing around here locally. I think he was speaking for pretty much all of Lincoln County. The age is going up, and we're not seeing a lot of the younger guys. Brandon, why do you think that is? How come more guys? Why did you get involved, first of all?
So I got involved because one day I just told the wife, finally, I'm like, there's something missing. You know, I was in the Army right at 17 on, and, you know, got medically retired at 10 and a half years in. And so it was just, it wasn't my choice. It was just, boom, you're done.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm missing something. So then I went down to our VFW post by me in Clintonville and talked to them and started to get involved and started to see what it was about and realize that that was exactly what I was missing, that camaraderie, that friendship, that just the missing the veteran community.
Understood.
And being around people that understand you.
Just real quick, because I want to get to the rest of our guests here this morning, what would you say to younger guys your age that are thinking about doing this, but for whatever reason they can't find the time? They're family guys, they got wife and kids. You just mentioned your wife, so you got family too, but you're still doing this as well. So what would you say to the younger guys?
It doesn't matter how much you can do within the VFW. Or even the American Legion for that. If you don't qualify for the VFW, there's the American Legion too. But it doesn't matter. When you're in a veterans organization like this, it doesn't matter how much you can do yourself and give to the organization.
So just being a member is like giving.
Right. Yep.
You're still serving just by being a member.
Right. Singly, you just get overlooked. But together, our voices.
Yeah, pretty powerful.
Very powerful.
I think that's pretty well said. Paul, I want to get the background of this motorcycle that's going to be raffled off now as well, because I thought there's got to be, when I saw the picture of the raffle bike, I'm okay, this is a used bike. This isn't a brand new one. There's got to be a story behind this motorcycle. So let's hear that.
Sure. Last year, I was approached by another veteran, a Vietnam veteran from southern Wisconsin. He knew my affiliation with the Riders Group, and last year here at the Fall Ride, we had raffled off a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And he had heard about that, and he came to me and said he would like to donate his motorcycle to the Riders. And this is not totally odd, but I followed up with a question, why would you do that? This gentleman had specifically explained to me that he himself had some issues when he came back from Vietnam. But more so, he wanted to bring awareness to suicide awareness that's unique amongst veterans and their families. And I said, what do you mean families? And he explained that he experienced, when he returned back from Vietnam, he experienced suicide with one of his family members, specifically his daughter. And that really was a difficult situation for him to navigate after all that time he spent in Vietnam and made it home. And then he experienced suicide within his own family. And through the years with his medical condition, Things that he may have picked up in Vietnam. Over the years, he just wasn't able to ride his motorcycle anymore, and it just sat for a while. And he just physically couldn't ride the motorcycle anymore. He didn't know what kind of shape it was in, but he says, I just wanted to go to someplace good, but specifically I want to raise awareness to suicide awareness.
Okay.
And how that affects not just the veteran, but their family members. So we can recognize those signs when something comes up. I'm sure at this time he probably didn't recognize the signs in his own family, right? So we want to a donation. We want to make a donation, and this was what his request was, is to make donations to a suicide awareness program such as Reboot that's right here in Tomahawk, and Russ will talk a little bit more about what that is. He wanted some good to come out of his donation. And when I told him what we were going to do, he was just excited. Mm-hmm. I said, well, we can pay you for the motorcycle. We can do some kind of financially thing. He says, no, I don't want nothing. I just want you to bring awareness to suicide and help people recognize and know that it is out there and that there is treatment programs out there.
So the bike that's going to be raffled off, did it go into a shop somewhere, making sure it's all good? Can you go over that a little bit?
Absolutely. We took it to a repair shop, and okay. It was checked out from front to back. We replaced everything from the tires to the fluids to the motor was worked on. Everything was sound.
Mm-hmm. So whoever wins this bike is going to get a nice Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
It's a... The motorcycle is a 2002 Harley-Davidson Dyna Y-Glide.
Okay. I saw pictures of it. The thing looks beautiful.
With less than 17,000 miles on it.
Wow.
And for an 02 with 17,000 miles, that bike was not ridden a whole lot. We will have the bike on display at the MASH tent during the fall ride.
Okay.
And we will be drawing the ticket on Saturday, September 19th at 5 o'clock p.m. on the East Stage on Main Street in Tomahawk here.
Where can we get our tickets?
Absolutely. We are selling the tickets for $20 a piece.
Okay.
You can be purchased from any VFW rider, which will be set up with the MASH tent. You can stop by there, see the bike. You can go to Post 2687, the local VFW post.
Okay.
And purchase tickets there. We'll have them at the breakfast time as well. Selling in the MASH tent. And then I believe...
Yeah, the tickets are available here at WJGQ also.
Okay, and we've got them here. There's going to be VFW folks at the Farmer's Market downtown tomorrow. That'd be another way to have some good eat and talk to one of the VFW members.
Yep. Okay. I'll physically be there tomorrow.
Okay.
I have my Harley there, and then they can come over and purchase a ticket.
Got it. Russ, we're going to talk to you. Brandon and Paul, thank you very much.
But I got to
trade off some headphones here, and so that we can make sure that Bill gets a set of headphones there, and hopefully Bill's ears are about the same as Paul's were. And can you hear everything in there? Okay, I'm getting the thumbs up, so we can go back here now. Russ, you've been here before. Reboot is a problem is an organization that helps veterans get through some of the issues that veterans have once they're out of the service. And so, first of all, tell us a little bit more. Refresh our memories about Reboot Recovery.
Reboot Recovery is based out of Clarksville, Nashville, Tennessee area, and they've been in existence for getting on 15 years. Nationally, about 60,000 graduates. Locally, we're getting close to 70 graduates in 3 years. We have a current course going. What it is, it's a group of people, and it's a 12-week course, faith-based course that works on the triggers for PTSD. About soldiers coming back from conflict and working with their families. Families are included. Our course here in Tomahawk last year, we had five couples in there, in different, all kinds of different situations. I've also done virtual courses too in this last winter with 8 different states. The thing is making a connection to what is going on in your life, processing it in the steps of process, working together as a group. It's not a psychological part of it. This is working with friends that understand what you're going through and they become lifetime friends. And they can, you can talk to them 24/7. You have these phone numbers or emails, and if you get a trigger for whatever instance that brings it back to you, what I've learned, the Vietnam vets that are getting older, as they get older, a lot of the stuff is coming back to them.
Yeah.
And it's raging. And they come in, and we get the opportunity to settle them down again and learn with a relationship with their wife and their family and not, you know, a lot of times being angry with everything.
And you're the chaplain, the local chaplain, correct?
For the auxiliary, correct.
Right. Okay. Bill, what would you like to add to this?
Well, I know how I felt when I came back from Vietnam, and a lot of the programs like Russ's, they help a lot because we came back to a country that didn't want anything to do with us.
Yeah. And I apologize on behalf of this country for the way you guys were treated. I just want to say welcome home.
Thank you.
Welcome home. And so you've seen personal, tangible results from this program?
I haven't been in the program or associated with someone other than Russ.
Okay.
But I just know how I feel and things I've gone through and things I've heard about this program and the one that the High Ground does. There are some of those programs I know are doing great things. I don't have a PTSD problem that's
okay.
of any seriousness. And so I've kind of stayed in the background because I didn't need to use a resource as somebody else could.
You've learned to cope with the issues that that come with the territory that you served in?
Yes.
Okay. What would you give advice to other people that are maybe managing this on their own? They don't know where to turn. They're not doing so good. What kind of advice would you give?
I would say contact any post-military organization, the Legion, the VFW, AMVETS, anybody. They don't care what conflict you were in. They will find you help.
All this is about, I didn't serve our country. I like to do whatever I can to help veterans. I've had a couple of close relationships, and I've seen and heard some things that they're hard to believe. What you guys went through, it's just, it's the truth, but it's really hard for those of us who weren't there to believe it, but we should, and we need to have some empathy. And so anything I can do to help spread that empathy that we should have for all of you that served, that's what I see as my job here. With that said, when people come up to you and often they know you're a veteran and you hear the words, thank you for your service, some veterans, especially from Vietnam, appreciate it, but others really don't. How do we know? Is it always okay for us to say thank you for your service, or should we hold back on that? What would your input on that be?
My personal feeling is I don't care when you served or where.
Okay.
In here, it means something when somebody says, welcome home.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Welcome home. And I wish you had heard that the first day you got back on this soil.
So do I. It took 45 years before I first heard it.
Have you been on an honor flight?
I have.
And what did that do for you?
It's a very heart-wrenching thing.
Yeah.
I got to see all the monuments in Washington, D.C., of course. But on the way back, they kind of ambushed us, you could say.
Yeah.
Because what they did was they contacted people I had worked with,
mail
people
call.
That I knew, and did mail call.
Yeah.
And when you get 25 or 30 letters from your friends saying things they have never said to you in person, it really strikes you.
Yeah. I got to go on a flight back, it's almost 8-9 years ago now, but the tone in the plane on the way home changed as soon as that mailbag came out, and I thought, boy, it's all of a sudden very quiet in here, and then all of a sudden you start to hear guys, you know, with the emotions taking over. It was just, it's like as soon as that happens on the way home on that honor flight, it is a totally different atmosphere in there.
It is. I had no idea they were going to do mail call, but I'm not bashful enough to be unwilling to tell you that I broke out in tears.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of guys do. Nothing wrong with that. Yep. Nothing wrong with that at all. Russ, the rest of the your role in Fall Ride this year.
Okay, Fall Ride with the VFW, Commander Bob Soward and Auxiliary people. and with the leadership, VFW, and many volunteers, including these gentlemen here and their families. We have a fall ride MASH tent uptown. It's a physical MASH tent with all the veteran services, including Reboot is in there. The VFW riders are in there. And there's other organizations that assist veterans on their journey. Amongst is the VFW breakfast for folks. You want to write these dates down. Thursday, September 17th. Friday, September 18th, and Saturday, September 19th, from 8 a.m. till 11:30 a.m., there is a breakfast at the VFW here in Tomahawk on 4th Street.
And somebody who has been fortunate enough to receive one of those as a gift on a Saturday morning, it's good food.
Yes, it is.
Good
eating. And it's a good, if you're in town here, to walk up there and get breakfast and hang out, it is phenomenal. You get to see the people that we're talking about here, and get to say your thank you.
Where's that maple syrup come from for those pancakes?
It's actually from some veterans that locally raised it here in Tomahawk. It's amazing.
Yeah.
There's a huge camaraderie about that. Looking at the rides locally, we talked about the VFW riders with they're going to have a ride on Friday and Saturday. Locally here at Soma Lake Resort, our Vice Commander Jess and her husband Derek, they own Soma Lake Resort. They're both 20-year veterans, and it's veteran-owned. They're going to have a ride on Thursday, September 17th, and kickstands are up at 10 o'clock at the VFW here in Tomahawk. The route is being worked on as we speak, and after the route is done, there's a free will donation meal at the Soma Lake Resort after, and they're working on raffle baskets and an outing for that afternoon on that Thursday, which is really good. And the donations will go to Apex Angels and Warriors, and these are service dogs, wolf dogs that work with the soldiers and down in the Gleason area.
And what's good about this is we got a lot of time between now and then. We can remind folks a lot, but we are out of time here today. I apologize for my clumsiness getting going here this morning, but I want to back up just here a little bit. Brandon, thank you for your service. Thank you for stepping up on behalf of your generation with the VFW and showing that you're showing the way for the young guys. I hope more follow you.
Thank you.
If we had more microphones, you'd be able to hear him. Paul, any last words to leave us with here this morning?
Yeah. At the MASH tent, there will be available to purchase our tickets for our raffle bike there, as well as the breakfast. Just to leave it with joining the VFW, I guess we didn't mention it. If you served in Korea for 30 days, you're still eligible for the VFW.
Okay.
And if you didn't serve, and you have a family member, a grandparent, child, sibling, spouse, parent that served, you're still eligible to join the VFW auxiliary.
Got it.
Which does a lot of good stuff for the VFW. So, yeah, we appreciate all the support. We'll be down there. If you have any questions about the raffle bike or the VFW as a whole, we will certainly be able to help you out.
Russ, any last words to leave us?